Greetings and welcome back to another and ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzhak Shalom. We're down with Masechet Baba Kama Daf Tzadi Vav Amud Aleph, continuing to discuss the issue of Shevach and going to the Gazlan. Amar Rava, Gazal v'Hishbiach u'Machar. Let's say somebody stole something, he improved it and then sold it. Gazal v'Hishbiach v'Orish, or he bequeathed it. Mash Hishbiach Machar, Mash Hishbiach v'Orish. That sale of the appreciation, or the inheritance of the appreciation, is valid. Now, boy, Rava Hishbiach Lokeach Mahu. What if the buyer improved it? Bata Devaya Hadapashta. Immediately after asking it, he answered, Ma Machar Rishon Lasheni. After all, what did the guy, who's the Ganav, Gazlan, what did he sell to the second guy? Kos Chuchet of Tavoli Ado. He not only sells him the land, he also sells any rights that come with it, which includes rights to keep appreciation if it's seized. So Boy Rava, now he asks the following question, Hishbiach Obed Kochavimo. What if there's a non-Jew somewhere in this transaction and he generates appreciation? Alright, Mahu. Now, if you remember that we're working with the assumption that really the appreciation should go back to the Nigzal, but because of Takanat HaShavim, we allow the Gazlan to keep it. So now what if somebody in the mix is a non-Jew? Amar Rav Achmi Div to the Ravina, Takan Talavid Kochavim Neku Benavud. Well, we should make a Takana to benefit this non-Jew. Amar Le Lo Tzrichin Gon Dazavn in the Yisrael. No, we're talking about a case where he sold it to Yisrael. Sof Sof Abam Achman Avid Kochavim Reyakovid Kochavim. But if somebody comes, shall we say, as the product of something from a non-Jew, he should have no more rights than him either. So Lo Tzrichin Gon Dazavn Yisrael. We're talking about a case where Yisrael stole it. Vizavn in the Alev Yishpich Avid Kochavim. He sold it to a non-Jew who then improved the property. Vahadav Kochavim Zavn in Yisrael. And then the non-Jew sold it to Yisrael. My. Me, Amrinan, came into me, Kar Yisrael, Hadi Yisrael, since right now the one who's holding it is Yisrael, and the original Gazlan was the Yisrael, Avdi Rabbanan Takanta, therefore the Takan is in place. Came into Ikov, Chavim Bamsa, maybe because it went through a non-Jew, Lo Avdi Rabbanan Takanta, maybe the Takan is not there, and the answer is Teku, we don't know. Amar Papa, Haiman de Gazal Dikla Michavre Bekatle. Now we're going to talk about various levels of change, whether or not they're called a Kenyan, a Shinui for a Kenyan. Somebody stole a palm tree from a friend and from a fellow. He cut it down. Even though he threw it into his own yard, Lokani, it's not a Kenyan. Maitama. Mikara Dikla Mikri. Originally it's called a palm tree. Vahashtanami Dikla Mikri. It's called a palm tree. It's not a rooted palm tree. Now Dikla Vavad Guvi, but if he cut down the palm tree and he made it into wood and chopped it up, Lokani Hashtamiat Guvi de Dikla Mikri, because it's called palm wood. Guvi v'avdinu kshuri, but if he had logs and turned them into boards, kani, that's a kenyan. But kshuri ravi v'avdinu kshuri zutu, but if he had big boards and cut them into small boards, then lo kani, because they're boards. Avdinu tzutzita, if you made them into beams, kani. Because again, it's defined now as a new thing. Amarava haimanda gazalu liva v'avdinu hutzi. If a fellow steals a lula from somebody and turns it into leaves, breaks it up into leaves, kani. Dimikar luliva mikri vahashtahutzi. First it was called a lulav, now it's called leaves. Hutzi vavdinu chufya, if he took the leaves and turned them into a broom. Kani. Why? Mikar hutzi vahashtagufya chufya. Again, not only is it called a feeling, but functionally it's different. These are leaves, this is a broom. Chufya vavde shashur, but if he took the broom and then turned it into a rope. Lo kani. Maitama vahadar satale vahavichufya. You could unravel it and it would come back to becoming a broom. In other words, we have two pieces that define a shinui. One is that it has the same name and it has the same function, or alternatively, if it could be restored to that original function, it's not a shinui. So it has to be a unidirectional move, which cannot be retracted, cannot be reversed, and a change in function and name. Boiro Papa, Nechlakat Yomit Mahu. So now we're getting a little bit into Hilchot Lulav. If you have a lulav and you take the center spine piece and it gets split, what do you say? That's a shinui. So we have Reshuben Levi's psak in lulav hagazel that makes the lulav pasul. So if that's the case, it should be a shinui. My lavua din lenechlaka, except his din was about nglatiyomet. If the center thing was entirely broken off, isn't it the same thing if it's split? So lo, nit lashani, only if it was taken away, to chasala, it's missing. But if it's there, but it's split, it's the lulav. Ika da amri, toshmat, v'mgantanam, v'shuban, levi, nechlakat, yomet, nasa, kemisha, nitla, upasul. The other version of Rabbi Shimon Levi is that if the tiyomet is split, it's as if it was taken away in pasul, shma mina, and that would prove, of course, that for a shinui, it's called a shinui even if it's split. Somebody stole sand, and he turned it into a brick. Lokoni, my tama, it's easy. All you have to do is break apart the brick, you're back to sand. So that's not because the function is the same, or the name is the same, but because it can go back to its original stolen state, pre-stolen state. Leventa v'avde afra, if you have the opposite, you have a brick and you're turning into sand, koni, why my tongue art? Dilma hadav avid le leventa, what you're going to argue, you could make another brick out of it? Ha leventa achritihu, that's a different brick. Upanim chadashu ba'u lekan, it's like something new. V'yamar papa, ha'iman de gozal nascha michavre v'avid zuzi, somebody took some bullion and turned it into coins. Lo koni, why tama? Hadav avid lehu nascha, you could melt the coins, turn it back into bullion. Zuzi v'avdino nascha, but in the reverse, koni, maya amart hadar avid le zuzi, you can turn it into coins again. Again, panim chadashu pa'u lekan. These are new coins. Shchimi v'avdino chati, if you have coins that are all darkened and muddied and you clean them off, lo koni. Why? Because you could turn and get them dirty again. Chati v'avdino shchimi, but if you have new ones and make them all dirty, then koni, maya amart hadar avid lu chati, meide yadiya shichamayhu. This is a little bit of a different argument. You're going to argue that he could make them clean, yeah, but you can still see the schmutz from before. And therefore, they're not really something new. Okay, the end of our Mishnah made the following statement. Zakal kol ha-gazlonim mishalim kashat ha-gzela. Now, kol ha-gazlonim la-tuyei mai. What does it say, kol ha-gazlonim? What's it coming to include? La-tuyei hadam Rav Ila, the famous halacha we saw in Rav Ila's name. We saw it earlier in the Masechet, and we're going to see it in the next podcast again. Ganav talev and asa ayil. Ego v'nasa shor, nasa shinui biyado ukna'o. If you stole a kid and it became a ram, or you stole a calf and it became an ox, in other words, it aged to the point where it's now defined as a mature animal, that's called a shinui, and it's your kinyan. And therefore, tavachu mochar shalohu tovach shalohu mocher. If you then sold it or slaughtered it, you don't pay arba b'chamisha because it's your own. You have to pay kefel, if it's a geneva, you have to pay kefel of the original amount when it was a kid. Hahu gavra de gazal parna padna de tori michavre. A fellow stole a team of oxen, a pair of oxen. Azal karba hu karba. He plowed with it. Zarba hu zara. He sowed with it. Seeds. Sofa drina lamari. And then he returned it. Out to the kamei of Nachman. So they came to Rav Nachman for din. Hamalahu zilu shuma shivcha da ashbach. Go estimate how much these oxen improved his property and that he has to pay that. Amarle Rava, Tore Ashbach, Aralo Ashbach, would only the oxen help? The land itself didn't help? So Amar, can you come in on Ishai Mikula? Did I say estimate and give him the full amount? Paga come in, I meant estimate how much he improved the property and give him half of that amount. Amarle Sof Zov Gzelahu, the Kahadra Beina, but you're giving him the Gzela back as is. You should give him back the item as per the Shatak Zela. And if you're giving him back the oxen now, just give it back. Why do you have to pay appreciation? So none of the on Shabbat Kashadak Zay. La Amarle, Lo Aminalach, Yativna Bedina, Lo Temali Midi? Didn't I tell you when I'm sitting in Dean, don't interrupt me, don't say anything? In other words, I have my reasons. The Amar Huna Chavrin, Eloi, Huna, Ravuna, our colleague, said, Anna Veshavar Malka Achi Bedina. He said about me that I and Shavar Malka, Shapur, the Sasanian king, was a nickname for Shmuel. We see this in several places in Shas. He said, I and Shmuel are like brothers in Din, meaning we have the same approach, which is, and we're also both of great stature in Din, so don't interrupt me, I know what I'm doing. This fellow who stole the team of oxen is an old-time Goslin, and we really need to clamp down on him, so we had to put an extra knas. So really, you're right, he should hand back the oxen and not pay for what he got out of the oxen plowing the land. But we want to be konis him separately. Okay, we'll stop at this point, and we'll pick up in Mishnah Bet in the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.